welcome back to another episode of Stories from the Internet. This week we have dimension jumping, something a little different, to say the least. But beware those steps and where you walk, or even waking up, because the next thing you know, you might be in another dimension. So let's sit back, relax, and enjoy some of these extra-dimensional stories. Why dimensional jumping ruined my life, aka my experience. I got a lot of requests to share my story, so please be kind. By Katie5223. Okay, so it's a roller coaster, so bear with me. Because you might start to wonder, what does this have to do with DJing? So, let me start by mentioning the reason I wanted to dimension jump in the first place. When I was younger, I was told I was most likely not going to be able to have babies or any successful pregnancies due to low egg count or poor egg quality. But I'd been with my partner for about 8 years, married for 4 years, and we'd been trying for a baby for about 3 years. Anyways, after an unsuccessful assisted pregnancy proved I couldn't get pregnant, it was a good start. It became clear it's probably not going to happen or succeed on its own. Therefore, I conducted a two-cup method while preparing it with a mirror method. On my list, I put successful pregnancy with a baby girl, and I wanted a C-section. I was scared of giving birth. I conceived that month, and it ended up being a baby girl with my C-section being 3 months ago. I was just so desperate to conceive because my husband had always wanted to be a dad his entire life. He was a total dream husband, and I had known him for a total of 12 years. So of course I knew this guy. That's a long time, and I felt comfortable because I knew he'd never do anything to hurt me. His family was extremely close and had never had a falling out. His sister had been married for 12 years, my parents for 24 years, and have had very little problems. I don't know how to emphasize so solid how everyone's life was. My husband had told me literally every day of being together that he loved me so much. He wanted a family with me so bad, and he pointed out that he'd never change his mind. He had a job. He told me he'd never hurt or cheat on me or lie to me. He loved me forever, etc. You know, the typical lovey talk. Well, after conceiving, it went all downhill from there. He was started acting out and struggling with his bipolar for the first time in our entire relationship. At about 10 weeks pregnancy, he told me he wants to leave without me and his kid. He came around, and we got over it. Well, he stopped coming to the appointments, lost his job, started having seizures, and his medication stopped working for his bipolar. It was a very difficult and long pregnancy, but I'll skip to 8.5 months pregnant, when he woke up at 3 a.m. and out of nowhere just yelled, Just don't talk to me anymore. It was so unlike him. He then told me he wanted to leave. He didn't care where I went, but he just needed me gone. He said he doesn't love me anymore, and after a while of arguing, he kicked me out and made me sleep on the floor in my parents' house in 100-degree weather. Feel free to ask questions on why my parents didn't have a couch, AC, or an extra bed for me. If you don't catch on, long story. Anyway, he was treating me like crap, and he told me he hasn't loved me in a long time. His family had a very large falling out, and his mom developed breast cancer. His sister got divorced, and my parents were on the path to divorce as well, after coming back home. I'll skip to the part where he confessed that he was cheating on me since the first week, and we've been talking that he was in an active affair, and the moment he kicked me out to have an affair, basically. Then he told me he didn't want to be a dad and doesn't want to be with me anymore. This was harsh, and let me say, it was nothing like the man I had always knew. The family was turned upside down, and I could not believe what I was seeing with my own eyes. My otherwise healthy uncle passed away after a heart attack, and was very unexpected. I had never known anything like this from anyone, so it was quite the event. What baffles me is not only the fact that everyone turned into someone they were not, but it was overnight, almost like I switched dimensions. I'm baffled because I knew everyone so well, and that is a long time to know someone. That's a lot of grief to try to have a baby just to stop loving me. What everyone was trying to say is that it could just be a coincidence that my ex-husband is really just a butthole the entire time. Which happens to some. However, I'm not extremely fertile now, and the doctors said that they never saw on my chart that I had low egg count or poor egg quality. It's okay if you don't believe me, but it's just literally so much unexpected things happen to everyone around me and my very own body, and things disappeared like they were never there. Someone had told me the simplest answer is usually the best answer. But if this isn't linked to everything, then now overwhelming fertility is both a blessing and a curse. My main point is that everything is so different now. I didn't see a connection until I read the Mirror Method subpage, and it had mentioned to be careful when jumping because you can accidentally go into a dimension where your partner cheats on you. This may be crazy and a coincidence and quite the unfortunate plot twist, but it's really hard to explain to people how different everything usually turns out to be. Also, my ex-husband says he doesn't remember ever asking to start a family, or somehow he remembers our infertility struggle being only 8 months long. I think I'd remember something like that, because after hearing my diagnosis many years ago, I decided I never wanted to have kids. My ex-husband had to convince me. Feel free to ask me any questions, but if you're going to be a D-bag about it, I won't respond. It's just a theory I really believe could be a possibility. Let's go to the news. A scientist recently predicted time travel without the grandfather paradox and could explain the Mandela effect. The article talks about a time traveler being unable to shape the sequence of events to the extreme where it would allow them to change or eliminate their motivation for traveling back in time. The events would still happen, it's just in a different way. That would result in the time traveler traveling back in time. Space-time healing itself around the traveler to prevent too much altering with the timeline as to not cause a paradox. Now say people have been attempting to change the past by the universe has been changing to accommodate the efforts. This would explain small changes we remember called the Mandela Effect. Don't go dimension jumping. That stuff is real. By Calvo Demier. I don't care if you believe me or not, but what I'm going to tell you is real, and this is what happened to me. I jumped. Literally, I jumped into another dimension. People think we live in this reality, in this one universe, but the truth is that we live simultaneously in infinite parallel universes. All of them inside infinite multiverses. The tricky part is that we live in all of them at the same time, and we're not aware of it. We only see and experience one reality at a time because our brains can't handle all that information of multiple realities because it would drive us crazy. Now this is where it gets complicated. We can switch our consciousness between our other selves. That means we can jump mentally into the other us in other universes, in theory. We are doing it constantly without realizing. We can jump accidentally or on purpose, but in order to protect the paradoxes and our sanity, every time we jump, we cannot remember our previous lives in the other universes. We gain those new memories as if they were the memories we always had. For example, you're married to Mary here. You go to sleep, and by accident, you jump during the night and wake up married to Helen. You think you would freak out, don't you? Well, you won't. Because your new memories will tell you that you've always been married to Helen, and you won't remember anything about Mary. But I do. I do remember my wife, Mary. The woman next to me this morning isn't my wife, and those kids are not my kids. A few weeks ago, I was in my dimension with Mary. I was in a really bad place in my life. I got fired, we had money problems, and I don't know if I was going to be able to find a job soon enough to pay rent and bills. One day, I was on Reddit and stumbled on r/dimension jumping. I always liked those kind of stories. I never believed one of those, but I enjoyed them. Like a movie or a good book. They have experiments where they teach you how to jump on purpose. I thought it was stupid, but I was intrigued and I kept reading. One day, very late at night, I couldn't sleep because my mind was busy worrying about my financial problems. So I said to myself, why not? What's the worst thing that can happen? Yes, it's stupid, but what if it works? I got up from my bed, I closed the door to my bedroom and my kids. I didn't want them to wake up. I tried the experiments listed on the subreddit. I imagined myself rich, wealthy, with a job. I wanted to jump into another dimension where all my issues with money are sorted out. I wanted to provide for my family. I did the experiments and I went to bed as nothing happened. For a few days, I started to see many owls, one of the experiments, and I thought that was cool. Maybe my life was about to change. I was right. It did change, but not as I expected. I woke up next to this woman that wasn't my wife. Well, she is. I don't know. My brain tells me she's my wife, but somehow it doesn't feel right. In this new life, I have another family. I live in another better place. I have a good job and money, but I know it's not my life. This is not what I asked. I only wanted more money, not another family. Oh, I miss them so much. The thing is, either I remember both lives or completely crazy. And my brain made up my other family. I don't know what would be worse. However, in my guts, I know that they're real. Mary has to be real. I remember her perfectly. I can see my other life with her and my kids, so how is that possible? I want to go back there, with them, but I don't know how. I tried to jump again, and it hasn't worked. I'm lost in this new reality, in this dimension. Apparently, this universe where I'm living now is 982. The number acts like a lighthouse, an ID of the universe that you're, according to the subreddit at least, so you can track if you've shifted or not. That's not the number where I came from. I went to my old house looking for Mary and the kids. The house is still there, but another family is living there, and nobody knows about my Mary. I looked on Facebook, but she's not there. And even if I find her, would she remember me? My new wife, Helen, is really worried about me. She and her family want me to talk to a shrink, but I know I'm not crazy. I can't just be making all this stuff up. It feels far too real to be fake. I went to r/dimensionaljumping and asked for some help. Some people believed me. Many people thought I was trolling, but no one knew how to help me. I'm desperate. You're not supposed to remember your past or your other life, but I do. I remember everything, and I know Helen is not my wife. And sorry for those kids, but they're not mine. I don't want to be mean, but I don't love them. I love mine, those from Dimension 1004. I love you, Mary, wherever you are. Sometimes you just have to be careful what you wish for, because sometimes what you wish for isn't what you actually want. I'm quite sure I jumped last year, and now I'm not sure if I want to jump again, but I'm tempted by Shurzoman. So last fall, I was going through some rough times personally, and one of the areas was related to work. I did a couple of random nodding experiments, and learned about jumping methods shortly after. I performed the two-cup method with my desired outcome to be happily employed, if I remember what I wrote correctly, in a couple months I landed a new job, which I held for about 5 months until the pandemic hit, then laid me off due to reduced work. It only took a month before I landed 100% remote job, where I've been about 5 months up until now. It's actually a pretty sweet setup. I've gained about 2 hours a day back in my life since I no longer have to commute. The people I work with are really smart, and so I'm learning a lot. Pay is good, and I'm pretty stress-free. I do believe I pulled off the jump back then. However, I look at the state of the world. Can I jump into another reality where I maintain my previous goal but leave this insanity? I'm really worried about crap hitting the fan in November with the election results. I'm not really into politics, but I do pay attention to what's going on. So I'm thinking of another jump attempt, but I have a couple additional concerns besides maintaining my job I'm comfortable with. First is possibly botching the jump and ending up in an even worse state overall. I understand jumping with fears can lead to bad outcomes, so I need to shake this fear beforehand. Another thing that bugs me is the truth of what's real and what's not. See, the last time I jumped, I firmly believed that I left my family from that reality behind. The family I have now is still 100% mine, but they're not the same. I feel by jumping, I'm abandoning them, that I'm not accepting them and our world as it is, and being selfish when I decide to leave. Another random bit about me. I think many years ago, I jumped during mid-sleep, heart attack, after a night of abusing substances. I remember it happening, and when I was waking up early morning, I was drenched in sweat. I've always wondered if I did in fact die in the other dimension, and this belief was long before I learned about jumping. But just a thought. Thanks for listening. Man from Torrid. This one comes from weakandweird.com. One of the most perplexing events of the 20th century did not involve flying saucers, conspiracy theories, criminal acts, or even a strange creature sighting. It took place on a seemingly normal day in one of the most tedious, mundane of places one could imagine. An airport. Yet to this day, no one knows exactly what happened there, or why one average business traveler became the heart of an enigma largely forgotten by our modern world. The year was 1954, and it was hotter than normal in Tokyo. But at the Hyandai Airport, it was business as usual. That is, of course, until one unknown date when a routine European inbound plane dropped off its passengers. As the crowd made its way through customs, a neatly dressed middle-aged Caucasian man stepped up and told the officials this was just a normal business trip for him. One or three so far this year to Japan. His primary language was French, yet he spoke Japanese and several other languages. His wallet was a variety of currencies from various European countries, as if to verify his frequent flyer tendencies. When they asked him for his country of origin, things became strange. He casually stated that he was from Torrid, on the border between France and Spain. The officials told him Torrid didn't exist, but he presented them with a passport issued by the non-existent country of Torrid, which also showed visa stamps corroborating his previous business travels to Japan and to other countries. Yet, when they called the company he said he was having a meeting with, they had never heard of him or his company ever before that moment. The hotel he had reserved a room for had no reservation for such a person, and the bank listed on his checkbook appeared non-existent. The bearded man scoffed, and surely this was some elaborate practical joke for his benefit. Customs officials showed him the world map and pointed to a tiny country of Andorra. Perhaps that was his real country of origin, and somehow he either mistaken or was having a little joke. The man became irate, saying that Andorra didn't exist, but it was right where Torrid should be. His proud country had existed for 1,000 years. Still in shock over his misplaced homeland, the mystery man was detained by customs and even given a room at a nearby hotel for the night, while officials tried to figure out what was going on. The following morning, the mystery deepened. Torrid's one and only known resident completely vanished from his hotel room, which had been guarded by immigration officials all night. And to make matters worse, all of the personal documents, including his passport, driver's license, issued by the mystery country, vanished from the airport security room. Police and airport officials searched in vain for the mysterious man, and it was as if the whole encounter had never happened. No documentation verifying this story has ever surfaced, but was mentioned in several books, including The Directory of Possibilities, 1981, The Strange But True, Mysterious and Bizarre People, 1999, and given its puzzling ending, I doubt any official would have written up a report concluding that the man and all his documents simply vanished. Surprisingly, misplaced travelers such as the businessman from Torrid have appeared on many occasions. In 1851, a man was found wandering Frankfurt in northeast Germany who claimed he was from a country called Luxeria on the continent of Scaria. Another young man who spoke a completely unrecognizable language was caught stealing a loaf of bread in Paris, 1905. He said he was from Lisbia, which authorities assumed was Lisbon in Portuguese, yet his language was not Portuguese, nor did he recognize the map of Portugal as his homeland. Is Torrid out there somewhere? And what about Luxeria? Or Lisbia? Did these men fall backwards through time or pass through dimensions? Or were they simply perpetrating a hoax or mentally ill? I always find this story of the man from Torrid very interesting, even though there's no real corroborating evidence, but it's certainly interesting to think about, to say the least. A universe where the Beatles never broke up. In 2009, a man named James Richards was in Livermore, California, driving from Turlock with his dog. He claims that he pulled over to let the pup empty her bladder, and she sprinted off like a rabbit. He followed after her, but tripped, knocking himself unconscious. When James came to, he was next to an odd machine in the company of a man named Jonas, who claimed to have found his unconscious body while working for it on a trip in an interdimensional travel agency. While they were together, Jonas and Richards wound up chatting about pop culture and their respective universes, and discovered that not only did the Beatles also exist in this dimension, but they were also still alive and actively making music. Richards acquired a cassette tape labeled Everyday Chemistry, which contained Beatles songs that never existed in our dimension. He even uploaded the songs to a website and called it TheBeatlesNeverBrokeUp.com. Well, that wraps up another episode. It sure went quick. I hope you enjoyed this other dimensional episode. And remember, watch where you step, otherwise you might find your life changing around you.